Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. But I wanted to find out from you, Caroline. Well, you already said you're from Atlanta, right?
Yes. Yeah, I can briefly say who I am, what I'm about. I'm Caroline. I have a business called Love by Caro, and I'm a death doula, yoga instructor, and business coach. And I quit my corporate job last year in fall of 2019 to travel. And I never thought I would go down the path of entrepreneurship so soon, especially during COVID, but I decided to start a business during a pandemic.
I mean, it's the best time, right? Everybody's gotten laid off or something's happening.
Yeah, and actually the quitting of the corporate job is really the part that intrigued me, why you did that. But before we get to that, what was early home life for you like?
Yeah, that's a great question. So my parents divorced when I was 4, and I have 3 little sisters now. And I would say I was pretty like shy, lonely, definitely wanted connection. My parents were working a lot and struggled with mental illness. So I have like alcoholism, bipolar in my family. And I just have like a really compassionate heart towards all of that. And that's why I like speaking on taboo topics, is to normalize, like a lot of us go through pain, whether it's sexual abuse, mental illness, like we all have a story that wants to be told. And I think that's really what connects us as human beings, and we can share those intimate moments.
I see you excelled in school. Was that your like hideaway or something?
Yeah, I was good. I'm great at following directions. So I think it's sometimes bad to be like that, just do. So definitely the school system in America was pretty easy for me, because I just can memorize things and then forget about it days later. So yeah, school definitely was the indicator of success. I've realized like throughout growing up, like I wasn't great at dancing or even PE or trying out for band. And like the only thing I could do is use my intelligence to get good grades. So that was definitely like an old reliable.
Same girl, same.
was your household spiritual?
No, not at all. Like definitely not really spiritual, just very like chaotic, a lot of distractions, a lot of TV, alcohol, substances, and love, you know. but yeah, not spiritual.
All right. And you studied accounting, right?
Yes. So okay, that's my degree, and I did that route for 4 years.
So how do you go from being an accountant to a death doula?
Yeah.
It's a really interesting path. So I was interested around death after my cousin had a baby that had a heart defect, and eventually Gianna was her name. She passed after a few years, really sad. And our family, it just took a huge toll on our family. And this was back in 2015. So ever since then, I just found myself in conversations about grief, asking coworkers, friends. I just liked talking about it. And I was in Costa Rica this year, and I was talking about grief, and someone told me about a death doula. So essentially what a death doula is it's an emotional and spiritual caretaker to help with the process before the death, like planning a death, legacy work. How do you want the ceremony to be, the hospital room, et cetera. Then you could be there during the active dying stage, helping the family, making sure the wishes are respected. And then the third part of death doula work is the grief work. So that loss after the loved one passes, really supporting the family left behind.
All right. Now, did you start there? Where did your journey into spirituality and the work that you do, the yoga and all, when did that start?
Yeah. So I had a breakup. I dated my high school sweetheart for 5 years, and we ultimately broke up when I was 21. And that just launched me into self-help. And I know so many others have as well. And I just had no meaning of life. I experienced depression for the first time. I found a therapist. I had never read a self-help book in my life. I didn't know what I believed. My boyfriend was atheist. So I was completely lost and shattered. And I started my accounting internship that summer and just realized, like, is this really all there is to life? Like, you work and you hate your job and you get home and you make a drink or smoke a bowl. And that's kind of how we're passing our days. I'm definitely,
especially with accounting, is just putting numbers in boxes all day. I can imagine it getting like really repetitive.
Yeah, there was just no meaning behind it. And yeah. I like the connection. I like human. It felt purposeless. But by the time that I started finding myself and getting into the self-help journey, I was already 3 years into my college degree. So then I really was like, well, I want to take this to the finish line and I rather just do the corporate path, keep chugging. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew accounting would help me start a business one day. So I just said, like, you know what, fuck it. Like, this will take me to Denver. I got my job out in Denver and I thought that was a huge blessing. So I continued on, but really knew that this was not my path.
Carol literally just described my life. Literally. well, like, she's my long lost twin and she doesn't even know it.
I know, right? I can relate to a lot of it too.
And if she saw my chart, she'd be like, okay, that's why.
well, she doesn't know astrology.
No, I know, but Carol, if you
and
saw...
She did.
I love that so much.
Yeah. Well, I did, before you stepped in, I did tell her that she was in line a couple of months before you. So you two share some aspects that are alike.
We share a lot. No, you literally, like, you just described from the high school sweetheart to the 21 getting broken up, to the three year into your degree, all of that. I did all of that, everything. Yeah. Your breakdown at 22, which was probably due to your, like right before your Jupiter return, same thing. Yeah, everything.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah, that's so amazing. Now,
what part of the self-help did you start first? The yoga or the...
Yeah, so I did a few yoga classes in college, loved having my mat around, but I would say the biggest thing was the books. Like, I was so hungry for knowledge, especially not knowing what religion I wanted to be. Like, I really just wanted to find an answer. So that was definitely number one. And then therapy, I just saw so many benefits from that and realizing what's toxic, what are boundaries, what's addiction. So that really sparked the self-help journey.
All my bookshelves are like just purely self-help books. My husband gets on to me all the time, like, read something for fun. And I'm like, this is fun. I'm working on me.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's hard, but I guess I wouldn't call it fun, but like, this is purposeful. Like, this is what I want to do with my time.
Yes.
I feel the same.
Evolution is sexy. That's like the biggest thing. I got in a lot of fights with my family this summer because it's like, if you don't want to evolve, that is so hard for me to watch. But also, that's the spiritual journey of, we know we're on our own path and we need to let others voluntarily evolve. I like the acronym LOVE, let others voluntarily evolve, to kind of like that.
Did you figure out what you believe?
Yeah, so I'm a big believer in like nature and cycles and really just like the divine pulse of the universe. And like, that to me is spirituality, just trusting that everything happens as it needs to. But
there's a time for everything.
Yeah. Also taking ownership, like trying to recognize my privilege as a white woman and not spiritually bypassing, and recognizing that that is a privilege to be where I am and making sure that I'm using my voice.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.